have nobody to tell me to go on and cut his throat, but I went anyway. I didn't have nobody to tell me to chase him down, but I stopped him anyhow. You don't know what I've been doing, so you just step back. Amen. Don't let people tell you what you can't do. They haven't been there. They don't know what you've been praying. They don't know how you are a prayer warrior. They don't know what anointing God has placed on you. They wasn't there when the oil flew out on your head. They wasn't there when God spoke to you. I wish I had somebody. They wasn't there when you were all by yourself, just you and a few sheep. Oh, and the sheep can't tell it because they don't know. All they know is they're thankful and they'll follow you anywhere because you were the one that led them. You're the one that saved them out of the mouth of the lion and out of the mouth of the bear. Do I have a witness? You ain't got to tell everybody what you did. David said, I ain't told my daddy, I ain't told my brothers, I ain't told nobody, but just so you know, you may not look at me as a champion, you may not look at me as a man of war, but just so you know, I ain't as weak as you think I am. I can do some stuff. Hallelujah. I can do some things that you didn't think I could do. Don't look at this frame. You need to look at what's on the inside, because great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do I have a witness? Oh yes. Hallelujah. Saul said, you can't do it. They don't know what you did. They've been watching you, but they ain't watched you enough. See, you were a non-factor to them, so they didn't watch you all the way. They didn't know what you were capable of. Saul said, you ain't but a youth. I'm sizing you up. I'm checking you out. I know what a mighty man of war looks like, and you don't look like him. That's all right. Sometimes God sends things that don't look like what you think they ought to look like. Amen. Preach. David told him in verse 34 and 35, he said, look at my testimony. I did this. Verse 35 said, I caught him by the beard. David said, look, I was close to his mouth. And I delivered, look at this, the lamb was in his mouth. David said, I cut his throat where he couldn't swallow. And delivered the lamb out of his mouth. Powerful. All right, let me try to get on here. Verse 38, and Saul said, okay then, since you want to do it, Saul said, I know you can't, but since you want to do it, I'm going to give you my armor. I'm going to put you the king's armor on. And at first I thought that Saul was really trying to do him a favor. But Saul put the armor on him so the people would think that he was the king. Saul was scary himself. And would much rather put a boy out there and dress him like a king for him to die. Isn't that something? Hoping that would spare his life whenever, because they would think, well, we killed the king, so we ain't got to run him down to kill him. Isn't that something? But look at this. So David puts on the armor.
K-A-Y-T and K-Q-J-O-F-F. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for joining us today. You are listening to the Church of Jesus Christ, House of Prayer. At 1100 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana. For founder Bishop Andy Mulberry, a senior pastor. Today we are bringing you the Word of God from a dynamic speaker and hope that you will come visit us soon. Thank you for tuning in with us. And you can reach us at 337-238-0314. God bless you.
I know you can't see him. But whatever one of us that have the Holy Ghost, we know that he's here. We know that he's here. As everybody stand. As everybody stand, please. We're getting ready for the most important part of any service. This is what we pray. We talk to him every day. And then when we enter into his courts with Thanksgiving. He comes in and he used the man or the woman of God to now talk back to you.
Akando!
And at this time, while we're all standing, I put you into the hands of our speaker for tonight.
Light in the darkness.
We ask God to come in and use him, Lord God, in the hands of Bishop Willie Mosey. God bless you, sir.
Waymaker.
In the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah.
Who you are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. That's who you are, Lord. You're a way maker, Lord. You make ways when it seems like it ain't no way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have your seat if you can. Praise the Lord.
That is who you
are. I want to give a testimony. Praise the Lord. We was in Houston, Texas. And it was at lunchtime. And it was a whole bunch of traffic on the road. Bumper to bumper. So I decided that I'm going to get out of this lane and get in the other lane. Look in my rearview mirror. Everything was clear. But when I got ready to get over, an 18-wheeler got over the same time that I got over. And another 18-wheeler got over the same time that I got over. And all I could think of is Jesus. Because I knew that it was, we were going to be in an accident. And my wife started screaming, her sister started screaming. And I was praying, saying, Jesus, power in your name. And I don't know what happened, praise the Lord, but all of a sudden, praise the Lord, I thought it was going to be a crash, and it wasn't. So I begin to give God all the praise, and I begin to give God all the glory.
That is who you are.
This week, praise the Lord, in our biblical studies, praise the Lord, the theology, we begin to study devils and demons, praise the Lord. And I know that they exist because the last time I brought the message, I walked back there in the back, put the children on the bus, on the vans, and I was sitting outside, and I decided to come in here to get my Bible and stuff. I was the only one here at the church. And when I came in the front door, it was like somebody tripped me. And I went forward. All I could see is the windows in the door that I was finna go through the window. That's all I could see. But then I said, Jesus. I said, Jesus. Now my flesh was thinking that you're going to go through the window and you're going to get all cut up and everybody's going to try to figure out how do you end up through the window. But my spirit said, Jesus. My Holy Ghost said, Jesus.
Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Power to do right. I remember, praise the Lord, I'm going to get into the word tonight. I'm not going to be long. I remember, praise the Lord, being in Germany. And it was just like yesterday. But my kid was real small. My son was real small at that time, you know. So I was trying to, you know, take care of him. And so one of the sisters in the church was saying, well, you ain't got nothing to worry about. There's a fence all the way around the house. And I said, okay, so I let him went out and played. So I went to get something out of, I'm talking about Germany. Cars doing like this. But they can stop on a dime, but they're driving like this. And I went to get something out of the car, and I noticed that my son was across the street. So I'm trying to figure out, how did my son get across the street? As busy as the street was. But I didn't say nothing, praise the Lord, because I know if I would have said something, he probably would have just went on in the street. So I didn't say nothing. Meanwhile, the sisters, they were screaming, they were hollering. So I decided I'm going to take a chance to go over there and try to get my son. And they were hollering, Jesus. But I said, I'm going to take a chance to go over here and get my son. Cars coming like this. They ain't stopped. And I don't know what happened. All I know is I was over there with my son, bringing him back across the street. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. We're not talking about hokey pokey power, praise the Lord, a trained power. But we're talking about Holy Ghost power. Power to put the devil to flee. Power to talk to a situation and turn it around. That kind of power. I'm not going to be long tonight, praise the Lord. Can you stand to your feet one more time? Now I want you to turn around to your neighbor. The neighbor is the person next to you. And tell your neighbor, it's a neighbor. You're in the right place. And you had the right time to get something from the Lord. Now if you believe that, put your hand together and give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. You may have your seat in the fear of the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles, praise the Lord. Turn to the Old Testament. The book of Ezekiel, praise the Lord. You got Lamentation, and then you got Ezekiel, praise the Lord. Ezekiel, the 28th chapter. 15 verse. It said, thou was perfect in thy way from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. Going to the New Testament. Like I said, I'm not going to be long. It ain't about me, it's about the Lord. Going to the New Testament, the book of John, praise the Lord. You got Mark, you got Luke, and you got John, praise the Lord. John, the first chapter. Say amen when you have it. If you don't have it, catch up, praise the Lord. Begin to read at the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse number 5. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Praise the Lord. One more verse. Praise the Lord. Going back to the book of Colossians. You got Philippians, and then you got Colossians. Amen. Y'all got it? Colossians, the first chapter. Amen. Colossians, the first chapter. I'm going to begin to read at the 16th verse. For by him was all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion, a principality, a power, all things was created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him, all things considered. I said that everybody stand to your feet, bow your head and close your eyes. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, Father. God, it's not about me, but it's about you, Jesus. Father, we give reverence to your seven-day Sabbath, Father. Seven-day Sabbath of the Lord thy God, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for the press, Lord God, of your people, Lord. God, coming in, Father God. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. You may have your seat in the fear of the Lord. We just want to give honor tonight to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And we want to give honor to the General Overseer of the Church of Jesus Christ, House of Prayer. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. General Overseer of the Church of Jesus Christ, House of Prayer, Leesville headquarters. Andy Marbury, hallelujah. Bishop Andy Marbury.
Only you, only you, only you, my God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Only you, only you, only you, my God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have your seat. Praise the Lord. Like I said, praise the Lord. In our class, praise the Lord, we was in chapter 5, praise the Lord. We're in demonology, praise the Lord. And demonology is a study of Satan and demon, praise the Lord. It tell, praise the Lord, how Satan, praise the Lord, before he was Satan, he was called Lucifer, praise the Lord. He was an angel, praise the Lord. And many times, praise the Lord, what you got to do, you got to go back and you got to look at the origin, praise the Lord. Before he became Satan, before he became the devil, praise the Lord. He was up in heaven, praise the Lord. He was one of God's chief angels. But he got caught up in his beauty, praise the Lord. Just like we get caught up in a whole bunch of things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the devil don't give up, saints. The devil keep coming back, knocking on your door. If you don't let him come in today, he'll leave today, praise the Lord, and tomorrow he'll come back knocking on your door again. Whether you're up, whether you're down, praise the Lord. He got one mission only, is to stop you from making it in. He don't want your money. He don't want your honey, praise the Lord. But he want to stop you. So he's causing all kinds of things to come up. You may not like me tonight. Come up, praise the Lord. Stop God people, praise the Lord, for coming in the house of the Lord. This week I was in Alexandria, praise the Lord. And I was on, I think, 3rd Street. I think that's the street I was on. And I made a left turn to the traffic light. And then I looked as far as I could see, and I saw a sign. And the sign says, it said, lane is closed. So the first thing was on my mind was, okay, you know, I really wanted to go that way. But if it closed, then I guess I have to go another way. But the Holy Ghost began to say, why don't you just go up there to the sign and see is talking about that lane. And I went up to the sign, and it wasn't talking about that street. It was talking about the street in front. That lane was closed, but not this lane. And the Lord began to talk to me. And the Lord began to ask me, praise the Lord, saying, praise the Lord, what kind of signs are in your life? I said, what kind of signs are in your life? You know, you got the stop sign. You got the no passing sign. You got the slow down sign. You got the yield sign. But what about the sign in your life? And see, every time, praise the Lord, you win over the devil don't quit. What he does is he come back and put up another sign. And he put up a sign that said, detour. And then when you detour, that means that you got off of the road that you was on. And now you're on another road. And sometimes that road is better than the other road that you was on. But he wants you to get off the road that the Lord have for you. The Lord said that the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. Do you believe that tonight? And what the Holy Ghost does, praise the Lord, is even though, praise the Lord, you know what? I had got lost going to Baton Rouge this weekend. And so my wife said, well, why don't you just put the address in the GPS? And I said, okay, I'll put the address in the GPS. And what the GPS did, when I put the address in there, even though I was going in the wrong direction, what the GPS did, praise the Lord, it began to show me another route to go. And many times, praise the Lord, that's what the Holy Ghost does, praise the Lord. When you're in a bind and you don't know how to get out the bind that you're in, the Holy Ghost will give you another route to go. How to get back to the Lord. And then the GPS said, make a right. Get the meter, make a right. 800 meter, make a right. 1,000 meter, make a right. And then if you don't make that right and you go on down there, then he said, well, make a left turn then. And when you make that left turn, he brings you right back to the road. If I'm right about it tonight. If I'm right about it.
He bring you back to the road. See, we're living in the last days, in the last hour. See, we're down to pebbles in the hourglass, saints. No more saying we're down to pebbles in the hourglass. Jesus is on his way back, praise the Lord. I was listening on the radio this morning, and they were talking about Queen Elizabeth. Is that her name? And a lot of people said some good things, and then some people said some bad things. Said some bad things about her. You know what I'm saying? But they were talking about everything she did. It spoke for her now that she's gone. Those things are still in place, praise the Lord. But you know, y'all always saying a woman can't do this and a woman can't do that, praise the Lord. But she was in charge over there. So I'm right about it, I'm wrong about it tonight. She was in charge. And now they said, being that she's dead, then I guess her son said, come in. But she was in that slot. She was in the king's slot. You don't want it. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to get a woman no credit whatsoever. But it was a woman, praise the Lord, that went to the grave side of Jesus. Went there, praise the Lord, and could not buy no spices to put on his body, so because of the Sabbath was coming in. Praise the Lord. But once the Sabbath was over, praise the Lord, they went and they got some spices to anoint Jesus. And when they got there, he was already gone, praise the Lord. But then he told Mary, praise the Lord, said, don't touch me right now, Mary. He said, but go and tell the men. You don't hear what I said, the men, not the brother. Go and tell the men. Get the brother and go and tell the men, the man. Go and tell the man. Oh, you don't like that tonight. I know he ain't coming with that tonight. Yeah, I'm coming with it tonight. See, every time, praise the Lord, saints, that you defeat the enemy and you take the sign down, what he does, praise the Lord, he come back and put up another sign. And he put up another sign. And he put up another sign. Long as you're in your flesh, he putting up signs. Oh, you don't like me tonight. He putting up signs. Nailing up signs in your life. You got to learn how to repent. You got to learn how to forgive. Forgive one another. Hallelujah. If you're going to make it in. If you're going to make it in, praise the Lord. See, God wants us, praise the Lord, to have a compassionate heart. Some of us act like we ain't got no compassionate heart. You know, some people can look at those little kids on TV. Got a real stomach, big stomach like they're pregnant, praise the Lord, because they can't get the right kind of food to eat. But we eat our steak, cut our steak, praise the Lord, and eat our steak and probably cut the TV off. Oh, you don't hear me tonight. What signs are in your life? Is it a sign that says, go ahead? Or is it a sign that says, I'm getting out of here? You don't hear me tonight. What signs are in your life? We all got signs in our life, praise the Lord. We ain't too big to have signs in our life. But like I say, every time you tear one down, the enemy putting another one up. You tear it down, he putting another one up. So I used to be a fornicator. He put another one up. He put a lion in. He put a sheep in, praise the Lord. He put up, praise the Lord, backbiting. Come on. Come on, somebody.